Is it a magazine?
Ah, yes, I gave you my card. It's for the internet. It's a podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. Bring the next
Alex Brosco is next.
Alex Brosco?
Yes.
Oh, it's an honor to meet you.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Is it exciting for you to be here in Holland?
Yes, it's great. There's a lot of people. I think it's a very good turnout. It should be good.
The shoes,
the skates
are very important,
yes.
But also the technique. Uh-huh. Can you explain a little bit your technique? Is it linked with the weight, the balance, the speed?
Yeah, everything all around. Go fast, have good balance and everything. Control is very important. The way you control yourself and how you skate and everything, the way you land and the way you make your body move while you're doing the tricks.
It's like a bit dancing or something.
Yeah, it's sort of like dancing.
Hello, my name is Daniel Pröll. I'm 27 years old and I'm from Germany. I'm a professional inline skater and studying interactive media at university.
What the fuck is the inline?
What is inline skating? It's like a shoe with four wheels. And you use it to do tricks. You can grind and jump and... Actually, you can do everything you want. If it's good, it's a trick.
Come on, everybody, make some noise!
When we see the tricks, they are weird names. You know how they come from?
Usually.
Where they come from?
Usually, whoever would think of the trick would just name it themselves. So it's a lot of just like the names are kind of go off that person's personality or stuff. Sometimes it goes along with the trick, but not usually.
Did you create a trick?
No, not really. I have some that I do that no one else really does, but I never really came up with one myself.
Do you have a switch?
A switch? Yeah, with most stuff, yes.
Hello, what is a switch for the people who doesn't know what is it?
That would be the unnatural way of doing a trick. So you have one that feels normal and then you have one that feels not normal, which would be your switch, or unnatural.
You don't say good foot, bad foot?
It's like a good foot, bad foot, but we just call it switch and natural.
Yeah, I will go to USA one day, but...
Not urgent?
No, it's not urgent at all.
And do you have spots that you could, or cities that you could recommend in Europe?
Strasbourg, Paris, Stuttgart and Barcelona if they don't take away your skates.
In the winter it's cold and snowy and wet and icy, all around shitty.
What do you do in winter to what?
I either travel to warm places or I just try to skate indoors.
There's a lot of skate park there?
No, not around me. It's like closest one's like 2.5 hours away.
With a jacket. We clean the snow away and do it with jackets. We skate with jackets. We don't have a skate park. Next skate park is like 3 hours away from my place and it sucks. So we go street skating in winter.
There's a few girls, huh?
Yeah, there's some girls. Should be a girl contest, I think. Treat her like a lady.
My name is Priscilla Verger. I am 23 years ago. No, 3 years. And I skate since 5 or maybe 6 here. And I live in France. I come from Montpellier. I come to Eindhoven for competition in line skating. So I know enter in the final, but the most important is to enter and compete, yes, but also practice with a professional girl and meet everybody. I think it is relationship with people, attitude, And for girls, for me to be professional like Gina, to be beautiful and to skate like a boy maybe, but raised a girl.
It's pretty hard, so it could be hard for girls, but it's also hard to for these girls to kind of keep with it because there's so little girls that skate, and it's not kind of hard to for another girl to get into it when girls don't see other girls doing it.
Yes.
Makes it harder to do.
It's a friendship thing. You've done well alone.
Yeah, you have your crew, and if you're the only girl, it probably get kind of weird after a while.
You've got a very nice hair.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, my name is Chris Haffey. I'm from California, and I'm 24 years old. Tonight gonna try giving it up. There's a lot of people here, more than I'm used to seeing at an event, so it's really cool to see this many people involved with rollerblading and just down to support it, so it's a good vibe.
Please, everybody, stop skating!
Especially in the winter, it's kind of like an off-season for skating, so I haven't skated that much lately at all. I've been skiing a lot, actually, so I'm not sure how well I'm going to do in this contest because I haven't been skating too much, but I skate pretty often. Like, during the summer, it's non-stop, so during the summer, it's a lot of touring and skating pretty much every day.
My name is Dominic Wagner. I'm 24 years old. Right now in rollerblading is not that huge, so everybody knows each other, and it's like every time the Winter Clash is going down, you meet a lot of people from all over the world, like good friends you have like joined 1 week with and like traveled through a different country, and now you meet them back and drink a lot of beers together and just like enjoying the skating. I'm not that kind of guy who does the biggest and the hardest trick in the skate course. I'm just like trying to skate every ramp and like try to do it like it's looking well and have some fun, just like get the fun of rollerblading, not just like trick, trick, trick.
So anyone who's just looking to have fun with their friends and have fun doing it skating, I think they have a definite place in our sport.
Yeah, fun and challenges.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to challenge yourself. That's how I have fun too, is kind of seeing what I can push myself to do. So still having fun while challenging myself is definitely important.
Some skaters are kind of competitors, but the most people are just friends, and it's like skating is really boring if you just skate by your own, but if you have people to do it with, it's much more fun. So you skate a session, and this kind of competition is more like a big session.
Do you think about yourself when you roll that there's no limit, the sky is the limit?
Yeah, definitely. I think like putting a limit on yourself just kind of holds you back. Like, I'm not going to say everything is possible, but I'm not going to say everything's impossible either. So I kind of just take things as they come at me and don't go into a situation closed-minded thinking that something isn't possible, because if you don't think it's possible, it's definitely not going to happen. So I don't know, I'd just say be open-minded about everything, kind of don't put a limit on yourself, but also know what you know how to do so you don't get hurt trying something that you really can't do.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, Holly Short. Could you introduce yourself?
I think you already did it.
And Germany is a big, passionate country for rollerblading in Europe.
No, I don't think so. No? The countries who are most into rollerblading is France and England. That's what I saw. But still, there's a scene in Germany, but it's going smaller and smaller.
You are pro naturally and you go skating to the United States. Is it very different from Europe?
Yeah, it's quite different. I guess a lot of it has to do with the fact they're a lot more strict with insurance and just I guess the organization sometimes a lot more strict with smoking rules and other things like that. I think just general differences between England and Europe, it kind of apply with the skating too. As far as the events go, I think Europe's very strong and got like a real big following. There's usually this event and there's one or two others that are scattered around, but this event seems to be the biggest in Europe and maybe even like it could be the world.
I live in Boise, Idaho, where I grew up.
Where?
Boise, Idaho. It's the state is Idaho. The capital is Boise.
Ah, Boise. Hello, good evening, Eric Bailey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What is the impact on your life being professional?
It just means that you have a lot of time to do the things that you enjoy, being skating and traveling. It also gives you time to kind of live freely and to live where you want, when you want. You're not really like restrained. You're not like held down by too many commitments.
Are there differences between being pro and being amateur?
I guess just having it being your job and making a living off of it, that seems to be professional, so yeah, just the level, I guess. A lot of things separate it, really.
And where are the best spots to, well?
It's controversial. Like, I personally like England a lot because I like the environment, because I'm used to the structures there and the architecture, but I like to skate in lots of places. I actually like to skate different places a lot. So I'm more about variety, really. I try not to hold myself down too much to one place, but I'm quite comfortable being in the UK and skating there.
Where are the best spots in the United States?
Probably San Diego or San Francisco. Actually, San Francisco is the best for sure. Oakland and San Francisco.
Good evening, Sven Burkhardt.
Good evening. I think it's more like a smooth style, and that I make sometimes tricks look too easy, that people think like it's a really easy trick, but it's more the way that I do it that it makes it look easy. I used to do a lot of run skating. People were telling or were speaking about me that I always knew pretty good how to put my lines together and stuff. They called it in a way like intelligent skater if it comes up to runs.
Are you still inspired by DVDs or magazines when seeing other rollerbladers?
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you look on the internet, if you see videos on forums or on websites, it's really amazing. Especially the young kids, or when they're 15, 16. I didn't even thought that it would be possible on skates to do a trick like that. So it's always every time developing like more and more. The tricks are getting harder, more technical, and. Like if you look back like 12 years ago, there were only two grinds, and now there are like, I don't know, like 100.
I want to say to thank you to Yo-Yo Jacoby, because it's him to say me all time, come. And it is very good place, nice event, like every year's event is what happened. So we have everybody, I think, are happy to have enjoyed this weekend.
And do you go to the after clash party?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's my favorite moment, I think, because everybody relax, no compete, and we have fun. It is Saint Valentine too, so I'm happy to go with my boyfriend in after party.